I, and I remember then there was a group of maybe four Pandits. They were sitting behind me and they were reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam. I was informed that wherever the Bhagavatam is recited, Krishna comes as a silent listener. So here was a Vaisnava on a throne, Swami, listening from the top of the tree, and Krishna listening from the back in the form of the Bhagavatam, and I felt even more nervous. But I felt extremely nervous when I saw all kinds of sadhus and yogis piling into the hall, taking their seat and waiting for me to speak on the Bhagavatam. So I do remember that this audience of yogis, Shukadeva Goswami, and last and not least, Lord Krishna himself, I remembered to pray to Srila Prabhupada. I would say the right things. In a similar way, in the same auspicious atmosphere, there are the trees of Vrindavan. Sankara, I'm sure there must be Shukadeva Goswami. We have all of you in the audience who have been blessed yesterday by Srimati Radhika, first class by Srimati. Are here very hungry to hear about the Lord Krishna and your Srinatha. And I beg you, before I can start, that you bless me by raising your hands and saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Oh. Amen. in a voice which makes the stones split. Oh Krishna, where have you gone?
Oh Krishna, where have you gone?
Oh Govinda.
Oh Govinda.
Oh Damoda.
Oh Damoda.
Oh Madhava.
Oh Madhava.
And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembered the feelings of the Brajvasis after Krishna had gone from Vrindavan to Mathura. He felt all these feelings. When the night came and no one seemed to be around, the door to his little Gambira room was locked. He stayed in this little room which was 2 meters wide and 2 meters long. And in the night, he got up and he was whispering, Oh Govinda,
Oh Govinda,
Oh Damodar,
Oh Damodar,
Oh Madhava,
Oh Madhava,
where have you gone?
Where have you gone?
Stood up. He wanted to escape his little room and find Krishna. And he rubbed his face against the walls of his room. And he made a sound like this. Gone. 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 And Govinda, his servants, stood outside and they heard the sound. Mahaprabhu's face rubbing against the walls. He calling out, Gone, gone, gone. Finally, they couldn't tolerate it any longer. They opened the door and they saw Mahaprabhu. But how did he look? His face was injured. His nose was bleeding. And so did his mouth. Govinda checked the law, said, Why have you done this to yourself? And Mahaprabhu looked at his servant. And his eyes seemed to go through him. He said, I was in such an anxiety to find my Lord. I wanted to leave the room, but I couldn't find the door. My face kept on hitting the four walls. Can you tell me where Krishna is? My dear devotees, here we find the teacher of love, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, giving all of us a lesson. When you come to this state of mind, where you so much want to have Krishna, that the whole world with all its distractions seems to be an empty desert for you. At that time, Krishna comes. But how could this go on? Night after night, the Lord came into these states of ecstasy. Sometimes he even left the little Gambira room, although all the doors were locked. How he went, no one knows. The devotees would find the little room empty. They would search fully and they would sometimes find him crying, O
Govinda.
Oh Govinda.
Oh Damoda.
Oh Damoda.
Oh Madhava.
Oh Madhava.
Where have you gone?
Where have you gone?
This couldn't go on. One day Swarup Damoda had an Easter ghosty. Easter ghosty means confidential topics about Krishna at this time. He said to the devotees who had come, "The Lord is hurting himself. We don't know what he will do. Maybe one day he will jump into the ocean looking for Krishna there. We have to guard him." So they found one devotee. This devotee was a Pandit. His name was Shankara. Shankara Pandit. And they told Shankara Pandit, "You stay in the room with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he gets up and starts to do things which are harmful to him, you stop him. And when he asks, 'Where has Krishna gone?' you just say, 'He's there in your heart, no problem.' Or, 'He's there in the Bhagavatam, no problem. Be in good mood." Shankara Pandit came in the evening in the room. And when the night came, he felt like you when you have eaten a big Radhasvami feast. He was tired. And he would always fall asleep. After some time of sleeping, he would wake up and he would find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had put a blanket over his body. He jumped up with a start. "Ooh, I should serve the Lord, not that he should serve me." And then Shankara Pandit had an idea. He would sleep in the room like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would put his leg over his body like this. Shankara Pandit's body became like a pillow. And whenever Mahaprabhu would move with his legs on his body, he would wake up and quickly massage the legs of the Lord. After some time, he was asleep again, like a Hare Krishna devotee. And then the Lord would stir and move. He would again massage his feet. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not dare to move very much, because Shankara would always get up and start massaging him. Shankara Pandit became known all over Puri as Prabhu Padupadana. That means the pillow or the cushion of Prabhu on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Jagannath Puri, you must know that there are different locations which are arranged for the pleasure of the Lord. For instance, there's the Narendra Sarovara, a little lake where the Lord goes a boating pastimes. He's placed into the boat and his devotees jump into the lake and do kirtan. In this way the Lord enjoys, in the hotness of the summer, some cooling boat pastime. And there is a garden which is a very mystical garden. About this garden I want to speak this night. It is called the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens. It means the gardens in which Lord Jagannath enjoys. One night, It was in the months of Jyeshtha, between April and May. It was a full moon night. The trees were in full blossom. There were flowers. There were bumblebees. There was the sugar and the sari. And the whole garden was pervaded with a fresh aroma. The wind had become a guru, which was teaching the little creepers which were coming from the trees how to dance, like a dance guru who tells his disciple, move left, move right, do this pose or that pose. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone that night into the garden to have some diversion, something which would give pleasure to his heart. And he asked Swarup Damodara to sing a song. And you must know that Swarup Damodara was like the musical orchestra of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like we have here a wonderful orchestra with sitar and the tabla. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had Swarup Damodara, who was the singer in Mahaprabhu's Puri pastime. Whatever Mahaprabhu felt, Swarup Damodara could somehow intuitively understand that. Because in Krishna Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is half Radha, half Krishna. And Swarup Damodara is Lalita, who always knows the mind of Radha. So the Lord has asked Swarup Damodara, sing a song which expresses what is in my heart. Swarup Damodara began to sing. My dear devotees, I'm singing very bad, but please allow me to try to sing. With your permission, I will sing.
Yes.
You are not sure. You don't
know. Lalita Lavanga Lata. Lalita Lavanga Lata.
This is how the song starts. It is a song which expresses Radharani's feelings for Krishna. Radharani is walking into a forest and she sees how the cooling Malaya breeze touches the flowers. So she feels even the flowers are meeting their lover, the breeze, the cooling wind. But I am so unfortunate that I cannot meet with my lover, Krishna. The flowers are better than me. It's better that I am a flower myself. With this move, Gauranga Mahaprabhu came through the forest. Everyone is meeting Krishna. Everyone is fortunate in this life. The Lord comes to everyone except for me. I am the only one who's bereft of Krishna's presence. And as he was lamenting and walking through the forest, he came under an Ashoka tree. And suddenly, he saw Lord Krishna under the tree. Lord Krishna was dressed in a yellow dhoti. He held a flute to his mouth. And he was smiling slightly. His eyes were roaming
And he seemed to say, come, come, come. You have found me finally. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to run after Krishna. We hear from Chaitanya Charitamrita that sometimes Mahaprabhu would feel Krishna is there and he would start to run so fast that the devotees would not be able to keep up with him. All the devotees were left behind. So Mahaprabhu ran to embrace Krishna. But Krishna just smiled at him, almost saying like, not now, and disappeared. My dear devotees, can you imagine what happens when you see Krishna and then Krishna disappears? You will go mad. You will forget about the next TV show. You will only want to be with Krishna again. The example has been given that when it's very dark outside, very dark, and you cannot find your path in the deepest of nights, if at that time a flash comes, which lights up the whole sky, everything is clear, and your darkness is gone. But if the light again disappears, then everything seems to be darker, more dense, more desperate than ever before. So when Krishna appears for a moment in the heart and then disappears again from the heart, the misery is there. But I want to ask you a question. Do you think if Krishna has once appeared that he can completely disappear? No, he cannot completely disappear. What remains in the air is his scent, the smell which emanates from his transcendental body. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had seen how Krishna had disappeared, he fell down unconscious on the ground. But then he was awoken by the scent coming into his nostrils and waking him up again. This is also what will happen to each one of you, hopefully, in this lifetime. You will have the full darshan of Krishna and you will faint. Woo! But then the smell of Krishna will come as your rescue worker, and it will come and move into your nostrils and wake you again. Do you want to know how Krishna smells? This is very intimate. Do you feel qualified? I want to make a little comment. You know, in Krishna consciousness, you need to have these feelings. You need to want so much to be in the presence of Krishna that you really don't care for your disqualifications. It's like someone who somehow wants to have something so badly, then somehow he will get it. This is how in Krishna consciousness these two moods must be there. So much eagerness. And at the same time, you must realize that you are nothing. So here, little Mr. Nothing and little Mrs. Nothing is a description of how Krishna smells. You must know a Krishna's transcendent body is like 8 lotus flowers. 2 eyes, a navel, a face, 2 hands, and 2 feet. They are all like lotus flowers. And they all emanate a very subtle fragrance. Your feet? Let us not talk about your feet at this moment. They are very, very subtle fragrance. Very, very nicely smelling. And then Krishna has a certain unguent. Unguent is like a perfume which smells, which is sandalwood pulp mixed with aguru. Aguru is something like, I only know it in German language, Harz. You know what comes sapping out of the tree? That is aguru, and you can burn it. There's a kumkum, musk, and camphor. Again, Krishna smells like a lotus flower, and over this smell, you find this amazing mixture of sandalwood pulp, aguru, kumkum, musk, and camphor. If you want to smell this, you must visit me in Gaura Bhavan. There I have a little bottle which has the scent of Krishna in it, because it has the exact mixture of sandalwood pulp, aguru, kumkum, musk, and camphor. Once we saw Lord Indra coming with Lord Brahma and Shiva in the Gaura Bhavan in order to steal this little flask of Krishna's smell. But Sharanga quickly ran there and said, No, this is ours. And chased the devatas away. It is true, and you can ask him for details. So this is very difficult to imagine. It's a very subtle, yet very, let me say, forthcoming smell is described by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he also describes what is the effect of Krishna's fragrance. You know, there are perfumes of Calvin Clay, you know best better, Hugo Chef, and so on. But they are nothing in comparison to the smell of Lord. Madana Mohana Nata Pashari Gandera Hata Jaganari Grahake Lobaya Vina Mulye Deya Ganda Ganda diye kare anna. Gara jaite poto nohi paya. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes this dramatic actor Madan Mohan has opened a shop of sweet scents that attracts the women of the world to be his customers. He delivers the scents of his body freely, but they make the women all so blind, they cannot find the path any longer which would bring them to their home. Do you know why some devotees have taken to the path of ecstasy? They have taken to this path because they do not want to go home any longer to the ordinary pleasures of this world. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smelled this fragrance of Krishna, which stayed on in the air, he ran about trying to find Krishna, like a bumblebee which seems to dance in the breeze from a flower garden. Have you seen these bumblebees who fully intoxicated? In the same way, Mahaprabhu was fully intoxicated. There were Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai who sang until the morning arrived. And Mahaprabhu ran throughout the night to find Krishna. When I traveled to Mountain Kailash, I met two adventurers in their jeeps. They were making advertisement for a cigarette factory. Their slogan was, "I ran thousands of miles to smoke one cigarette of this factory." My dear devotees, when will the time come where we can say, "I run thousands of miles just to come close to Krishna"? At that time, we will be like Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says, the activities and symptoms of that exalted personality in whose heart love of God has awakened cannot be understood even by the most learned scholar. So I request you now to absorb yourself a little bit into this mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the mood of someone who asked, "Where is Krishna?" Well, you have to do that also. "Where is Krishna?
Where is Krishna?
O Govinda.
O Govinda.
O Damodar.
O Damodar.
O Madhava.
O Madhava."
I request you that while you sing, you are singing for Krishna. Like our Ujjashvi has told us, relationship means you have to give 100%. If you give 50%, you are not personal. You are half dead, he has said like this. Yeah. So you should give your 100% in singing in this mood. Where is Krishna? And then afterwards, we will hear of the person who has Krishna under her control and who can give us Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. A little louder, please. Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Everybody please Hare Krishna Hare By the sound of his flute, Krishna enchants the whole world. All the beautiful sounds of this world actually emanate from Krishna's flute. And similarly, by the scent or the fragrance of his body, Krishna lends fragrance to all the beautifully smelling things in this world. The champak flowers, the malati flowers. Krishna enchants the whole world and everyone. And therefore he is called Madan Mohan. As you can see him here on the altar with his extraordinary dress. His smile and his eyes, which seem to look a little bit above all of us. He is enchanting. Yet as we could see yesterday, there's one personality who enchants even him. What is her name? No. Madan Mohan Mohini. Please say. Now you know everything. Sometimes Krishna sits on his terrace in Nandagram. At that time, a very favorable breeze from the south, South Breeze G is her name, comes from the direction of Vashana and carries a certain fragrance to Krishna. It smells like a flower garden sprinkled with camphor. In old times, kings would plant before their bedrooms a rose garden, and then as they had calculated some certain breeze, either it was the western breeze or the northern breeze, would carry the fragrance of roses in their bed chambers and they would sleep better. But this is something else. This is a breeze which carries the scent of a whole flower garden with him. It's the breeze who carries the fragrance of Srimati Radharani to Krishna. It is a little bit like rose perfume. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur speaks about this breeze in his work Radha Rasa Sudanidhi. He says, when the aromatic breeze from the edge of Radha's garment touches Krishna, he, whom even the liberated yogis cannot attain, thinks his life is a full success. So when this breeze from Radharani comes on the terrace of Krishna who waits for his beloved, Krishna respectfully inhales three times. And he worships that breeze with flowers. Krishna often takes shelter at perfumes and scents in order to meet Radha. And if you are enthusiastic, I will tell you one of these pastimes where Krishna took shelter with a perfume. Would you like to hear this pastime? There is one place in Vrindavan. It is called Gandheshwarasthana, the place of the smell that controls all. In this world, we don't know such good fragrance, but there is apparently a smell which controls everyone. And around this lake, there are flower gardens, and there live the best perfume makers of Braj. They take sandalwood oil and then they somehow bring the scent of the different flowers into this oil. You must know the modern perfumes which some of the men are using here. They have at their base alcohol, but that's not very good. The base of the scent, which carries the scent of the oils in Krishna Leela, is sandalwood, and it lasts 15 to 20 times longer than the perfumes made on the base of alcohol. Like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to the marketplace in Navadvip, he would meet the perfume makers and they would give him a perfume and they would say, you just put it on and then tomorrow you take your morning bath, and when you still can, after the bath, smell this perfume, then you know it is a good perfume and you can give us something as you please. So Krishna went once there with the cowherd boys to find a perfume which could even attract Srimati Radharani. There was some situation there that Radha had come into her man mood. Man means she rejects Krishna out of love for him. It is something which you cannot understand from this world. Sometimes ladies in this world reject their husbands and they become slightly angry. But they do this to please themselves, not to please their husbands. So Radha becomes sulky to please Krishna. At that time, a gopi comes to Krishna and says, Krishna, Radha doesn't want to have anything to do with you any longer. Krishna, she has given away all her black cloth which remind her of you. Radha is so angry with you that she has ordered the sakis that all the black tamal trees are whitewashed. Then Krishna says to the Sakhi, but she can't forget me entirely. What does she do when she looks in the sky and sees a blackish cloud? And then the gopi says, oh Krishna, you have really blown it. She doesn't look in the sky any longer. She always walks under a white umbrella. But says Krishna, the pupil of her eye is my color. It is blackish blue. How can she reject me entirely? She has me in her eyes. That's wrong. That's so wrong, says the Sakhi. The gopi, she has cried so much that everything is gone. It is whitewashed. Her eyes are empty. There is no longer you there. So Radha comes sometimes in this situation where she doesn't want to see Krishna. So Krishna took Subal aside when they were at Gandheshwarasthan and whispered in his ear, friend, you are my friend. I'm looking for a magic aroma, the aroma which will subdue Radha's contrary nature and make her surrender to me. Which one of these perfumes will do? So Subal said, try this one. And Krishna opened the bottle. The perfume merchant looked at Krishna's beautiful face and the locks and how Krishna was smelling his perfume. And then the merchant gave the perfume away. Oh, Gopal, take my perfume for free. So then with the help of a friend, he disguised himself as a perfume seller. Now, all this time, Radha had told her sakis, oh, if I could just get anything of Krishna, even his scent, the way he smells. And as she was talking like this, all of a sudden a gopi comes and says, there's a perfume seller before the door. He says he has the best perfumes. Will you not receive him? I cannot see a man, says Radha, except for Krishna. That's the good news, said the gopi. This perfume seller is a lady. Krishna is dressed up. We saw this yesterday. And he brings the perfume to Krishna. He or she, dressed up, brings the perfume to Radha. And the moment Krishna, dressed as a gopi, smears the perfume on Radha's wrist is here, Radha feels the electrifying touch of her Krishna. And she swoons. And then she catches herself and says, "Oh, Sakis, this wrist is decorated with a fragrance which reminds me of Krishna. Let us reward this perfume seller by giving her my blouse." So a blouse, an old blouse, is brought. And Krishna is captured by the gopis. No, I'm very shy, says Krishna. And the gopi said, no, it's just we are amongst ladies, you know, there's no shyness before us. No, please. Krishna is really in trouble. So they capture him by force. They take off his blouse and the flowers fall out. Ping! Krishna is so embarrassed. And they all laugh about him and laugh. And laughing, another wonderful day in Vrindavan comes to a close. My dear devotees, the land of Krishna is the land of fragrances. Every day when Krishna and Balaram come at the end of the day back into the village of Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda and Rohini welcome Krishna Balaram by sprinkling sandalwood perfumed water on the road and the dust. These pastimes have a deep meaning also for us sadhakas. There is a way you have to listen to the pastimes. One is called the Adidevik cup. That is, as it relates to the spiritual world. But then there is an Adhyatmika dimension as they relate to us in this world. I feel wherever we can get a scent, eine kleine Spur des Geruches, from Krishna, we should eagerly go to this place. Even in other religions, in the faith in which the worshippers worship God there, you can find a little smell of Krishna who has enchanted these worshippers and called them to him. In this world, you have to see where you can find a little scent, eine kleine Spur, a little trace of Krishna. Prabhupada would often tell the people who would ask him, "Have you seen Krishna?" And he said, "Yes." "Can you show him to me?" "Yes." Then he would say to his servants, "Get a glass of water and bring this journalist a glass of water." And the journalist would be asked to drink water. And Prabhupada said, "The taste of the water, that is Krishna. Have you tasted Krishna?" And the journalist said, "Yes, now I know what you mean, Swamiji." But for devotees, there are other ways to find a trace of Krishna. The most favorite place for the devotees to look for Krishna is in the kirtan. You should sing in the kirtan, searching for Krishna. Where is Krishna?
Where is Krishna?
Oh, Govinda. O Damoda. O Madhava. This is how you should do your kirtan. You should follow. Wherever you find a trace of Krishna, a scent of Krishna. In your life, you can see wherever you can find clear arrangements, clear signs which express the plan of Krishna. Follow that. Wherever you find your own glowing yes, your bliss in Krishna consciousness. Follow that. Wherever you have developed some ruchi, some taste, follow that. Follow it entirely. Follow it with all of your beings. Don't become half dead where you only give 50% or 20% or 10% or 2% or 0.5%. Try to find where the fragrance of Krishna, that sign of Krishna, lingers for you, and follow that with all your enthusiasm, with all your strength. Narottam sings, Aguru Chandana Ganda Donha Angadiba. When will I meet the divine couple face to face? When will I fan them? When will I anoint the divine limbs of Radha and Krishna with the Aguru scent, the sandalwood past, and other fragrant substances? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hai Bo. Hare Rama. Hai Bo. Hai Bo. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, please bring your hands up and sing very loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Na prabhupada, 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 chila prabhupada. Na prabhupada, 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 chila prabhupada. Ne 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 Hare Krishna. I wish to extend my gratitude to our little technical band here. We have a light man, Manu from Radhadesh, who has done excellently. And there was our fully accomplished sitar player. I did not know, Joseph, that you are so talented. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And our Ramananda, who has a whole orchestra in his tablas. And of course, our Ashura and Sharangataku and all of you. I really feel very strongly that it's very good if devotees hear about Krishna. How will we ever love Krishna if we don't know how he is, how he feels, and so on? So thank you very much for coming to this festival with the intention to absorb yourself more in Krishna. And I think, you know, when we hear about this, how Mahaprabhu is so restless, so eager for Krishna that he is either in his room or in the garden just searching for Krishna. It's such an example for us, such a inspiration, such a motivation. If we can just bring our restless mind into this atmosphere of Puri. I thought to end here. Obviously our kirtan will be fully there all night. Or at least deep into, or some more hours, let us say like this. I wanted to just ask you a question. We had this great intention to celebrate Holi. Holi comes from a pastime in Radha Krishna Leela, which I intend to talk about tomorrow, and there have been many preparations for the Holi to happen, in including colors from which are natural and which will be thrown. And but you know, the weather is Goloka Dham weather, you know, or actually Goloka Dham, the weather would be very nice. There would be a southern breeze, you know, carrying the fragrance of Mallika flowers. It's a, you know, German weather, not very cooperative at times. So I'm wondering, first of all, who is still here tomorrow at, what is it, 2:00, isn't it, Syamnam? Can I just have a quick show of hands? Who intends to be here at 2:00? OK. okay, I can't, and just to have the counter, not the counter curse, but the counter count, who will not be here at 2 o'clock. Oh, that's also a good number of... but Manu, without you, how will there be holy? You are the football leader of Radhadesh, the team. How do you feel? Should we just go out in the cold, like you know, and do it anyways if there is some sun, or should we? See, inside here we can't do holy because, for obvious reason, the temple room would really look like a punk dancing room, you know. What is your feeling about? Anyone? Sorry? We should do holy now. Outside. We are in the mood now. Sharanga is in the mood. When he comes out, you can all test him. It's a difficult thing. Maybe we should... I don't know. Sorry? We can ask for better weather, or maybe we just play it by the ear. That's how they say in English. We just see what is the situation and then decide. Hare Krishna. I became very interested in the subject matter personally because of this ongoing theme in my life that I like to just find what are the traces of Krishna. I don't know if you can understand, if I say it in English correctly. Traces means something where you can find Krishna, some little understanding. Oh, here is Krishna. I did once write an article about it, that you can see Krishna where he walked by looking into the eyes of the devotees. Because if Krishna has touched their heart, their eyes will show. No? There will be a certain Krishna spiritual awakeness in the heart. So you can find traces of Krishna by looking into the eyes of his devotees who have had contact with Krishna in some ways. I very much like this idea of trying to find Krishna in the association of devotees. You all have come here for Radhastami to have such association with devotees. Now the art is to make your little devotee communities in the places where you live alive and vibrant in Krishna consciousness, so that you can find Krishna there also. And I think this is a good motto. Good. Thank you very much again for listening. I know I'm a beginner in this art of telling Krishna Katha, but I would really like to try to make it so good that even non-devotees can feel attraction to Krishna. And you all give me an opportunity to learn and to try to do this better. So I'm thanking you very much. I wish you a good, healthy rest now, because some of us are already showing the Goloka Dham in Abenteuer symptom, you know. May you rest well, and tomorrow is another day. All the best. Hare Krishna.